Earth's journey complete. Sacrifice marks the day. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back and مرحبا dear viewers to another episode of the Silsila, the Festival of Sacrifice. Alhamdulillah, in today's topic and program, we are going to discuss the divine dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm in the company of His Eminence, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Hafizahullah, Jazakallah Sayyidi, for joining us on this platform. Let's inshallah begin with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as our topic of discussion is the divine remembrance and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is the command of Allah azza wa jalla in the Holy Quran that we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can be achieved in different ways, alhamdulillah. So let's begin with the zikrullah. In the style that our pious predecessors, the awliya ikram, the ulama ikram, have been doing for years, alhamdulillah. This is one of the most famous zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah Noor Muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah Noor Muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah Simt نبی پوچھ گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی وہ چہر گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے پتھر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سروردین کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سروردین کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے، ظلم ہوئے کتنے ان پر، سینے پہ رکھا پتھر پھر بھی لب پہ جاری تھا، لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ، ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ،
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علی
محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ
آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین وسلم. As we have just made the divine zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And there's a beautiful narration with regards to the zikr of Allah and the gathering of zikrullah. Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that a gathering overseen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The honorable companion alayhim ridwan were also present there. One of them asked, Ya Rasulullah, who possesses most virtue from those who perform jihad? He answered, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. Those of you who remember Allah in abundance. The companion again asked the question that, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most superior from those who fast? For example, if 100 people fasted, who holds most virtues from amongst them? The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied again, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. Those of you who remember Allah in abundance. Allahu Akbar. Everyone is fasting whilst bearing hunger and thirst. Yet he who remembers Allah the most is the greatest from amongst them. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu continues to explain the narrative that the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued to ask similar questions. For example, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most virtuous of those who pray? Who is the most virtuous of those who give zakat? He asked about every form of worship, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the same answer every time. Aktharuhum lillahi zikra, meaning those of you who remember Allah in abundance. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu then turned to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu and declared, O Umar, it seems like only those who remember Allah are privy to every form of goodness. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ajal, yes. O Abu Bakr, this is indeed the case. Those who remember Allah and make dhikr of Allah in abundance attain every form of goodness. Subhanallah. Let's make the divine dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udhkurullah.
Allah. Allah. Allah. Allah. Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, we are aware the importance of the dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at every juncture of our life, every day, whether it's day or night, we are ought to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is through the recitation of the Holy Quran, whether it is through the performance of salah, subhanallah, that is also a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the entire Quran is a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is through these poems written in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is looking at the divine qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the trees, the birds, the colorful flowers, subhanallah, their beauty, because they all point to their creator, subhanallah. Every leaf can teach us about the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have the eyes to see. So alhamdulillah, but yet so many of us are oblivious of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are negligent. What are some of those causes, Sayyidi, that causes us to be negligent of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though us knowing its importance, how important it is, but still we are negligent? And what are some of the ways to overcome those challenges? You know, if one is oblivious of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can that person now become accustomed to making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more often, more frequently?
Well, Munasab, there are many factors that contribute to the causes of not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of the many factors that are there, which contribute to one being negligent in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the love of this world. To start off with, the love of this world makes one heedless of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when a person becomes so absorbed in this world, he becomes so drowned in love with this world that he forgets his objective in this world. He forgets his purpose of why he was sent into this world. And subhanAllah, the Quran teaches us that our purpose, we were sent into this world, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nowadays we see that everyone is so, you know, occupied in their worldly life, so occupied in fulfilling this duty, fulfilling that duty. But when last have we thought about fulfilling the duty of doing and mentioning the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, we focus our attention on so many different aspects of our life, but we find little importance shown towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the cause for this is having love for this world in one's heart. Love for this world encapsulates a person so much that he becomes blinded. He becomes deaf, dumb, and he becomes blind. Not physically, but spiritually, by the heart cannot perceive any good. This love of the world that one has, if one has this, this can be a cause for one not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another factor is not having the passion to do good deeds. This is another factor that we see, where many are lazy, except some, illa mashallah. But we see most people are lazy in performing good deeds. Even if they want to do something, they will delay it for a later time. They will delay in doing that good deed. And this also is a hindrance to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another cause that we see is engaging in futile conversations, engaging ourselves in those conversations which are useless, which are pointless, which brings us no benefit whatsoever. Another factor that contributes is that most people, except a few, illa mashallah, but most people delay in performing good deeds, and they don't have this passion in them to do good deeds. And the Quran teaches us that hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you. By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one gains the qurb and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when that happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to love that person. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Jibreel alayhi salam to also love that person. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam tells all the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. You also all love this person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills the acceptance in the hearts of the rest of mankind. Subhanallah. This is the power of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another factor that we see is most people engaging themselves in futile conversations. Conversations which are useless, which are pointless, which brings no benefit whatsoever. You know, a person may meet someone just randomly on the road or in the marketplace or wherever it may be, and they start talking random stuff, worldly stuff, about business, about this, about that, about family and whatnot. How often do we see a conversation that is filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Master, you mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal teaches in the Holy Quran to run towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasten. This command is in particular to the Jumu'ah Salah, subhanallah. Right. And we see that our youth especially, as you're saying, instead of engaging in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the sole purpose of coming for Jumu'ah Salah is to make the zikr of Allah. Or listen to the zikr of Allah at least.
Yes.
Because the khatib, the imam, they are teaching you the content related to deen, subhanallah. They are reading Quran to you, they are reading the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of this is the zikr of Allah.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. But our youth, I don't know what's gotten into them. They come to the masjid, but they don't enter the masjid.
Allah.
From
Allah.
The time the first adhan goes, they'll come to the masjid, they will stand outside the masjid. Some are smoking, some are chewing tobacco, some are busy in useless gossip, you know, chatting. Some are playing with their phones, playing games. While the purpose they come there for is to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that purpose is completely lost.
Allah.
And when they finally know, even some of them are even not away up to the point that they don't even come inside for khutbah.
Allah.
That is so important. Some they come because they know the importance of Adhan Sani and the khutbah. But some still don't come. And they will only come when the muazzin will make the iqamah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamati salah. And then they will enter the masjid. They will read salah and they can't wait to get out of the masjid.
Allahu Akbar.
They will read salah and as soon as the imam says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, half the masjid is empty.
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
Half the masjid is empty, literally half the masjid.
You
more
know,
than half the
masjid. Truly a sad reality. Huh? It's a really sad reality that especially, you know, with the youth, we see them, as you've mentioning, they stand outside and then come inside, sometimes not the khutbah time, but just for the salah. And then immediately after that, they run back out.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned great reward for those who come first.
Right.
And then the reward gets decreased and decreased for those who come later.
Allah.
Yet we don't take heed. Somebody really wants to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, sunnah of the Sahaba. The sunnah of Sahaba is to present yourself in the masjid from the time of Fajr Salah. If we can't do that, at least from the time of the first adhan, make sure from the time of first adhan, you don't come and stand outside the masjid, but rather enter the masjid, subhanallah, where the showers of Allah's mercy are being distributed. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This is the house of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in his Mubarak hadith that the best of places in the sight of Allah is the masajid.
Subhanallah.
And the worst of places in the sight of Allah is the marketplaces. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us in the Holy Quran, when it's the day of Jumu'ah and when the azan is called, run towards the zikr of Allah and leave your trading. But here we are so engrossed, we'll wait for the last moment. Then quickly, we'll hurry and close the shop and run to the masjid. Why? Why do we leave the zikr of Allah as a last minute thing? Why isn't something as a first priority on our minds? Therein lies our salvation. The more zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal we make, the more inshallah virtues we gather in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us want to be beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal. But how are we to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where we're seeing what we say with our tongue is something else and our actions are totally opposite of what's coming out of our mouths.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
This is truly double standards. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we have been guilty of it, yes, no shame, no blame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. The time to come and repent in the court of Allah is now. The time to come and make the dhikr of Allah is now. Don't wait. You know, some people, they wait, as you were saying, they delayed doing the good deeds. No, there's still enough time. I've got enough lifetime, enough air time to, you know, do whatever virtuous deeds that I need to do. And usually people associate being pious that when you become old, that is the time you've got nothing better to do. Allahu Akbar, we leave it at the mercy of old age. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us to worship in our youth. Allahu Akbar. We worship in our youth, even if we are unable to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, make His zikr as often as we would like to, but because of health constraints, we can't make it. Then in such cases, in such instances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still give us the reward of the thing that we habitually do. It is no excellence to become pious in your old age, because in the old age, even the lion leaves hunting.
Allah.
When it gets old, it leaves hunting. It can't hunt. So you backtrack from all your sins and the wayward ways only in your old age, simply because you can't do those things. And you have taken the ibadat of Allah as plan B.
Allah.
Because plan A of your life was to always continue as you please, you know, have all the fun you want, immerse yourself in the entertainment, in the world. Yes, there will come a time when I will retire and then I'll think whether I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or remember Him and make His zikr subhanallah. We leave it for last minute. Who is sure? Is there anyone that has the guarantee that no, I'm not going to die now? Nobody can guarantee that. And let's say, for example, if somebody is there who says that inshallah, I will start performing salah from tomorrow. From now, you got Asr salah to go, Maghrib salah to go, Isha salah to go, and you are making the intention to perform salah from tomorrow. That means you are admitting that you are not going to perform salah.
Yes.
That is coming, the Asr salah, the Maghrib salah, and the Isha salah.
I mean, what kind of an intention is that?
So yes, the time to awaken is now. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we start now, there's still hope. Don't delay this. Because what happens when you delay your treatment?
It gets more and more worse.
Yes. And the deposit of rust that has been collecting on our hearts, it gets piled up more and more. Yes. And the only thing that can remove that dust, the cleaning agent, the spiritual cleaning agent, that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Azam Mahind rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says,
Mawla dil ka zang chula, qalbe nuri paay jila, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye karma, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulullah.
And Huzur Mufti Azam Mahind rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has also mentioned the importance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our youth. He says, and he admonishes himself in a way, subhanallah, beautifully, and that should serve as a lesson for all of us. He says,
Riyazat ke yahi din hai, budhape mein kaha himmat, jo kuch karna ho, ab kar lo, abhi nuri jawan tum ho.
So yes, we are still young, the blood is still pumping, and we are still healthy. Let's inshallah azza wa jal learn to devote ourselves in the court of Allah azza wa jal. So there are various different ways to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it differs from person to person, right? Maybe I have a certain way of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a certain way of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us, we've got our favorites. Somebody's way or favorite way or the chosen way of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the recitation of Quran, subhanallah. Somebody's preferred way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through nawafil salah. For the salah is fard.
Right.
Alhamdulillah, nawafil salah and so on and so forth, tahajjud and awabin and chashd and so on. Somebody's preferred way of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through chanting the mubarak names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and various different ways. There are subhanallah so many different ways, and one beautiful way of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by reading hamd as well. Which inshallah azza wa jal, we will request our director sahab to please play for us
the beautiful hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is again the dhikr of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Rabbal Alameen,
Allahu Allah,
salli ala Taha al-Ameen,
Allahu Allah,
fi kulli waqtin wa heen,
Allahu Allah, hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah,
imla qalbi bil yaqeen,
Allahu Allah,
thabbitni ala hadha ad-deen,
Allahu Allah,
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله Allahu Allah,
wo tanha kaun hai?
Allahu Allah,
badshah wo kaun hai?
Allahu Allah,
meherban wo kaun hai?
Allahu Allah,
kya unchi shaan hai?
Allahu Allah,
sab dilon ki jaan hai?
Allahu Allah,
uski apni shaan hai,
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Allah,
raaz dil ke jaane wo,
Allahu Allah,
haal bhi pehchaane wo,
Allahu Allah,
phir bhi tauba maane wo,
Allahu Allah,
aasiyon ki aas hai,
Allahu Allah,
uski rehmat khaas hai,
Allahu Allah,
sab dilon ke paas hai,
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Allah.
Oh Allah the Almighty,
Allahu Allah,
protect me and guide me,
Allahu Allah,
through your love and mercy,
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Allah.
Who is the all-capable?
Allahu Allah,
the curer and the healer?
Allahu Allah,
who's the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah,
Allahu Allah, Noor Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah.
Of adar gunah,
Allahu Allah,
Alimin padishah,
Allahu Allah,
Yüreklerin penahı,
Allahu Allah, Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah, Allahu Allah, Ma fi kalbi gayrullah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammed sallallahu, Allahu Allah, La ilahe illallah, Allahu Allah.
İşit Allah derdimi bu ahlara ma, rahmeyle başla günahlara ma, hayrayleyhem akşamham sabahlara ma.
Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah, Allahu Allah, Ma fi kalbi gayrullah, Allahu Allah, Nur Muhammed sallallahu, Allahu Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah.
Rabbul Mashriqayn wa Rabbul Maghribayn, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے، تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے؟ Lord of the two easts and the two wests, so which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
You know, Mawlana Sahib, there are different various forms of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you've mentioned some of them, subhanallah. And perhaps there are those, you know, that maybe they don't want to use their tongue, or maybe they have some sickness or some illness where they can't speak, etc. So how can they do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, a beautiful way to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala silently. One way is in your heart to say Allah, Allah, Allah. This is also a form of dhikr, subhanallah, qalbi dhikr, subhanallah. And also another form is that when one remains silent, right, he remains silent, what can he do in that duration that he is remaining silent? In that duration, he can ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can ponder over the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can ponder over the akhirah, over the hereafter. This is also a form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, going out in nature, alhamdulillah, we are in a place that we are surrounded by nature, alhamdulillah. And just by looking at, you know, the various different plants and the various different trees and the structure and the shape of them, by pondering over them, we realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That, O believers, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So the Quran teaches us that we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, we take so much of pride and so much of effort in beautifying our outward appearance. You know, our clothes must be nice and neat, we must smell nice, we must look nice, our beards must look nice, our skin must look nice, everything must look nice. We must wear nice shoes, nice watches, nice topi, nice turban, etc., etc. And we put in so much of effort into it. When we go out and meet people, perhaps we are violating the rights of others. Perhaps we are hurting another fellow Muslim. Perhaps we are lying. Perhaps we are gossiping. Perhaps we are backbiting. So many sins are being committed throughout the day, yet we are wearing such appealing clothes, such neat attires. But when last did we think that, when have I purified my heart? Because the more sins a person commits, it starts to get rusty and black spots appear on the heart, and it starts to get rusty, it gets rusted. And what is the way to remove that? As you've mentioned very beautifully, that the way to remove that rust from the heart is through making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the only way in which we can purify our heart and clean our heart as well. So apart from, so together with having a beautiful outward appearance, we also have to take care of our inner self as well. One is self-care, and then we have inner care also. So our inner care, we also have to take care of even more than our outward appearance. And the way to do that is through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what we see nowadays is, we see a lot of, most people in this case of, you know, some are going through anxiety, some are going through stress and different various problems in their life. And at times they feel it like a mountain on their head. The burden is so much that at times they feel that they cannot even bear it. And what they opt for is they get different medications, you know, to treat anxiety, for example. They'll get sleeping medication to treat their stress, insomnia, because they can't sleep at night. And all of these medications, medically, they have a very long-term side effect, which causes a chemical reaction in the brain, and that's very detrimental to one's health. I've heard of a case where a person has been taking these type of medications to treat their anxiety, to treat their stress, to get better sleep, and over the years what happened was this person ended up in hospital, and the doctors, They gave this person different various sorts of treatment, but nothing helped. And the end result was that person had to resort back to the medication that they were taking. Because in that duration that they weren't taking the medication, they were feeling even more restless than they were before. And when they were taking this medication, now they started to feel much more calmer, much more at ease. So this shows us the long-term effects of taking these medications. Whereas Islam, subhanAllah, Islam is so beautiful. Islam has given us a remedy. Islam has given us a cure to treat those who are suffering with anxiety, those who are suffering with stress. And what is this cure? This cure is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Quran teaches us that indeed, you know, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings peace and tranquility and satisfaction to one's heart. So imagine, by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of worldly problems we will be saving ourselves from.
Truly, we just need to change our perspective, inshallah,
yes, Azzawajal, 100%.
And look through the lens that was used by the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pious predecessors, inshallah, Azzawajal. In this regard, there is a beautiful incident which Maulana Abdul Siddiqui rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the roving ambassador of Islam,
subhanallah,
he says that during one of his travels, he says that I once visited the famous botanical gardens situated in Kandy in Sri Lanka, where there are different species of plants, and you know, it is a sanctuary for different plants and a habitat for different kinds of flowers and trees and so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah. So some of my friends were also there with me, along with their children who were of different ages. According to the rules, no one could pick flowers, you know, they weren't allowed to pick flowers, but children are not, you know, as a rule, very law abiding in such matters. Hence, a child who was 6 or 7 years old, he picked a rose from the garden, brought it to his father and questioned him about the rose. His fondness for questioning among children is proof of the inherent yearning of knowledge, the true knowledge that can lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, existent in man. The father informed the child that it was a rose. This answer made the child happy. He had received a new piece of information, subhanallah. He got to know something which he never knew before. And with pride, he showed it to other children, saying, "See, it is a rose. That flower was red in color, subhanallah." In the meantime, another child rushed towards a flower bed and picked another flower, which was similar in form, but it possessed a yellow color. Instead of, it wasn't a red rose, but it was a yellow rose. And he too brought it to his father and asked him what it was. The father told him that it was a rose. Now this child was a bit older than the first one. He therefore inquired, "Then how come both the flowers are called by the same name, yet they have different colors?" The father could not give a satisfactory reply, but the caretaker of the garden, who was an Englishman, he explained to the boy that one was the Indian variety and the other was Australian. All the children seemed to be gratified and happy at this further piece of knowledge that they received, and started remarking about the beauty and the smell of the rose.
Allah, Allah.
Therefore, one elderly boy asked the caretaker about the use of these flowers. The caretaker was still searching for a reply when a Maulana Sahib who had accompanied us remarked that people prepare rose water and use it in religious assemblies and social functions for the sake of its fragrance. That is one use. And this remark was followed by a statement from a herbal doctor who informed the child that rose leaves were good for removing constipation and strengthening the heart. Now the caretaker, who had kept quiet all this while, suddenly picked a fresh flower and informed the children that there were pairs among flowers also, pointing out to the male and the female flower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs. The children were ultimately thrilled by this information, and all the informants gave the information according to their extent of knowledge. Had there been some eminent botanist or chemist among them, he would also have given still further and higher information about the chemical properties and constituents and properties of the flower. But all those who were there were enjoying the little discussion. And finding them in this enjoyment, I asked them, "Did these flowers come into existence by themselves? Or did someone else create them?" There was different answers. Among the agents held responsible, the following answers were mentioned. The planter, the sower, the irrigator, and Mother Earth, they gave all different replies. Yes, and this is how the flower came about. But when questioning, ultimately exhausted the material causes. Now they're out of ideas. And they all cried out that Allah Ta'ala created them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how a simple creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead us to the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Maulana Abdul-Alim Siddiqui rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, this is the purpose of knowledge, that we gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see something beautiful, tall mountains, tall trees, beautiful plants, fragrant roses, flowers, Allahu Akbar. Every morning when you wake up, if you got a garden, if you got maybe a flower pot, which most of us have at homes, and you look at the blooming flowers, what a satisfaction it gives you. But if you could use that same moment to reflect upon the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah azza wa jal who is causing this flower bird to bloom. That is truly making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplating over the great majesty of Allah azza wa jal, the Almighty. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, so far we have come to the conclusion of our today's episode and program. Inshallah, I would love to hear some concluding remarks from you.
Subhanallah, Masab. Such inspiring words you have mentioned, alhamdulillah. And we take from this that, you know, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important, very necessary, and very imperative in our daily life. Each day, each moment of our lives, each breath that we take, we have to always make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pondering over the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by pondering over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those who do not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who do not make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allahu Akbar. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and whoever has blinded himself from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, we appoint a devil upon him, and that he stays with him as his companion. Allahu Akbar. So for those who do not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not something small, it is a very big matter that a devil, a shaitan, is appointed over that person. And then we see that person going upside down in life, going zigzag in life, you know, nothing is coming right for that person. Why? Because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not taking place.
You see, like, there is a void. And let's say, for example, at home, you got your courtyard, your angan, courtyard, whatever you call it, your yard. Right. And you have a void there. You have a hole, large hole there. If you don't fill it with good stuff,
yes,
it will get filled by junk.
Definitely.
Something will find its way there. Mm. We are the ones responsible that what information we feed ourselves, our mind, our heart, what we entertain in our minds and hearts, if it's the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will keep the shaitan and all the evil whispers away. And if it's sitting idle in oblivion, then as people say, the saying goes, that the idle mind is devil's workshop. So we need to decide now what we want to fill our hearts with the noor of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we want to fill it with junk. Decision.
It's up to us.
Yes, it's our call, inshallah azza wa jal. And I hope we make the right decision.
Inshallah
azza wa jal. And we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's the matter of the heart. Let's make dua together sincerely. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ameen. Bijahi nabi lameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj journey complete, sacrifice marks the day, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way.